I did not know they were singing that. I'm preaching a message, "It's Time to Seek the Lord," out of Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. That's fun when God does that. So let's go there. Hosea chapter 10. Hosea is not real small, 14 chapters. If you have an idea where Daniel is, you can go there, and it's the book right after it. So I guess Psalms is kind of toward the middle of your Bible, and then just a little bit further to the back. It's not one of those tiny ones like Obadiah that you can turn two pages and miss it. But it is smaller, Hosea. Brother Goss was kind of talking about the trials that come into our lives, and God tries to get our attention, and sometimes we come face to face with a decision, and sometimes I don't want to do the right thing, and other times some will say, I'm ready, I'm tired of my way. I want to do the right thing. I'm ready to do what God wants. Here, there's a plea from Almighty God to His beloved Israel, and by extension, to everybody, to constantly be coming back to a place of sensitivity to what God wants in our hearts. Here in Hosea, we'll read verses 9 through 12. Hosea 10, 9 through 12. O Israel. So Hosea 10, verse 9. O Israel, thou hast sinned. You can hear the pleading in the voice of the Lord. Thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood, the battle of Gibeah. Referring back to some of the awful things, Judges 19, 20, and 21, they stood against the children of iniquity, did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them when they shall bind themselves in their two furrows. And Ephraim is as an heifer that is taught and loveth to tread out the corn. A heifer, a young cow that is taught. Ephraim, you know better. You were taught. You know what I want. You've enjoyed the blessings of being my chosen people, but somewhere along the line, you wanted only the blessings and not to honor the one from whom all blessings flow. But I passed over upon her fair neck.